This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As Buddy D used to say, the championship season, the 2025 championship season kicks off on Sunday in the Dome. Saints taking on the Cardinals. I can't urge you strongly enough to turn down the TV and turn up WWL with the home team, Mike Hoss and Deuce McAllister with the call, Jeff Nowak on the sidelines. You can find out a lot more about the Saints and the team and everything else than you will by listening to TV, and it's not that hard to sync up. Mike, to tell you, I'd be part of the pregame coverage. He joins us now, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk every Friday. With Mike Dettelier is Rouse's Market Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Tommy. Thank you.
Let's talk about Cardinals defense versus Saints offense.
Cardinals have spent a lot of money in the offseason bringing in some veteran players in that front seven. They brought in Josh Sweat, who was part of that Eagles defense. They brought in the old pops himself, Calais Campbell. Calais, 38 years old. Man, 16 years in the National Football League. And so you know what you get with him. He's a huge man. Mm. He's 6'7.5", 300 pounds. He can't play 40, 45 snaps anymore. But they're hoping they can get a good 20, 25 out of him. They also, Dalvin Tomlinson, former University of Alabama. I know if Fiegel's listening, he'll like that part of it. But Tomlinson's a big run stuffer. Man, I would go after their corners. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be the key here. Can the Saints offensive line protect Spencer Rattler long enough? Because they have a lot of youth at the cornerback position. When you look at it, you know, Max Melton, Garrett Williams, their second-round pick, Will Johnson from Michigan. That's the weak spot for them.
How about the safeties? Buda
Baker. He patrols the deep end, but those corners, Tommy, I would try to hit that, and because that's the one area in question here on defense.
So that Cardinals D-line, better against the run than rushing the passer? Pretty good at both? What?
Well, with Josh Sweat, it certainly upgraded their pass rush because that's what he does extremely well. Calais Campbell is trying to get a ball over him. You know, because you figure he's 6'7.5". He throws those arms up. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty tall building to get over the top. They played the run solid, and they've added some pieces to help the pass rush. I think for this game, the Cardinals' deal is we're not going to let Alvin Kamara beat us running the ball. Mm-hmm. We're going to shut that down. And if you're going to beat us throwing it. My thing is, okay, let's pass protect well, give Spencer some time to throw the football, and I'm going after those young corners the Cardinals have.
So it seems like if the weakness is the corners, the trick is for Spencer to get the ball out quick, not necessarily long passes. You don't want to deal with Buda Baker or the other safety, Jalen Thompson, but you want to you want to kind of hit at the underneath stuff or not?
Yep, I agree. I think that's a big key here is to get them in space, let them use their speed out into the open field. I would use Alvin a lot, too, coming out the backfield. Mm-hmm. How well they'll be able to match up with him coming out of the backfield as a receiver. So it's obvious what the Cardinals have and what they don't. And what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to stop your running game with Alvin Kamara. And they're just going to say, okay, if the young kid beats us throwing it, go right ahead. But we're not going to let you run it. Okay, then if that's what you're going to give me, then I got to figure out a way to do it. And I'm going after him. In the short, quick passing game.
Yep. So what do the starting five look like on the offensive line?
For the Cardinals?
For the Saints.
Well, for the Saints, you know the two tackles with Fuaga and Kelvin Banks Jr. And it'll be interesting with Kelvin. This is his first regular season game, mm-hmm. but I like what I see. Man, I like what I see with that.
So do you line up Calais Campbell against him?
He will get some of that. Now, remember, at that age, he's not always going to see Calais Campbell.
Yeah, but he's got he got some savvy.
Yeah. And then Darius Robinson, who was a former first-round pick a couple years back mm-hmm. from Missouri, he's going to go up against him also. And they played against one another back in their college days. So you got McCoy in the middle, Cesar Ruiz at right guard, left guard looks to be it'll be Raidens, Dylan Raidens mm-hmm. playing at that left guard. If I'm the Cardinals, that's the guy I target. Going after Raidens.
The guy, the third, he can't play guard. I forgot his
Well,
name.
He the has.
He has. I'm sorry to say the third, but I can't remember. Yeah. I have it in front of me.
Yeah, from South Carolina. Yeah. And he has played some, he mostly played guard throughout his college career. And
Torricelli Simpkins the third. Simpkins, yeah. It was right in front of me. Okay.
And so with Simpkins, I think eventually, Tommy, it would not surprise me that somehow, some way, he's in this game fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. I've seen enough of Dylan Raidens. Because I watched him with the Titans. He wasn't a starter there. Mm-hmm. He couldn't start for Tennessee. And, you know, he's going to have a difficult time here.
So you think if he has a difficult time, we see Torricelli Simpkins the third?
I would not be surprised one bit.
Okay.
Either that or the young man you just picked up from Dallas, mm-hmm. Richards, who has played, seems played all over the board, right tackle, left tackle. He's also played some guard. If I'm the Cardinals, I figured out real quickly. I'm going out to the Saints at their two guards because Ruiz has had a difficult camp. He has struggled, and in the preseason action, he struggled. And Raiden.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Seems to struggle all the time.
Mike, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but before we go to the break, to be at that level, to go through everything you get to go through to get on the field at that moment, to get yourself tossed out of the game 6 seconds in is beyond stupid. I don't even know where the words are.
Jalen, man, I got all kind of stories about Carter. I know a couple guys that were on that Georgia staff when he was there. Pete Jenkins has worked with Jalen in sort of the private training and also at Georgia. And he is an unbelievable player. But that was a dumb moment, and I think the NFL is going to suspend him.
That makes you wonder if he's right in the head or not. I'm not kidding, because that's just
no,
so
he makes
stupid.
Some dumb decisions.
Yeah,
and that's sort of part of the pattern here. I think he lets, Tommy, his emotions get carried away. And I've been told that by guys that have coached him and been around him, that he is a very emotional guy. And if he thinks you disrespecting him, man, then he really gets upset. If you remember last year, this was late in the Saints game, he kind of ran across the field. He wanted to challenge everybody on the Saints bench all by himself.
I remember one time, I think he picked up Jaden Daniels and the guy calling a game, who was a quarterback, Robert Griffin III, made the mention of like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which was a bizarre moment for everybody. 8:21,
yeah.
We'll pick it
You're
up.
Right.
You remember that?
You're right.
8:21, we'll pick it up. We come back. Traffic now, WWL. 8:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, every Friday with Mike Dettelier is Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. On Friday, we open up the depth charts and we look at offense and defense and defense and offense and matchups. Mike, let's talk about that Cardinals front five on the offensive line. The big uglies, as Keith Jackson used to say.
Number 70, Paris Johnson Jr. I think he is an elite left tackle in the NFL. Tommy, when he was in college at Ohio State, he had no clue about techniques. He was clueless.
Mm-hmm.
He was just bigger than everybody else and athletic as all get out. And the last couple years, he has really developed into a terrific left tackle. He played left guard, right tackle at Ohio State. They moved him to left tackle. It's the first time this year he's played the same position twice since high school.
Mm.
And he's a man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a man out on that field. So when they're going to run it, they're going to run it left. James Conner's an unbelievable story, overcoming cancer to play football. Tough, hard-nosed guy, north-south. And they also have a big back in his second year. And Trey Benson, a lot of people might remember him from his Florida State days. Mm-hmm. So they want to pound the ball. And you got the guy that, you know, he's the straw that turns the drink for them, Kyler Murray.
Yeah, and so they want to run it to the left with this big tackle, 6'6", 325. We also got to contain, which means the ends have to turn him in, but the guys in the middle got to hold their positions as well, right?
Yeah, and the thing with Kyler and watching him, I went back and I watched the last five games of the Cardinals. He's much more comfortable moving to his left and to his right. Now, he's 5'9", and maybe a little change.
He's not 5'9".
He's a guy that, okay, when the ball gets to him, he's looking downfield. He's always got his head on a swivel, but he moves a little left, a little right. He's much more effective to the left and because he can see the passing lanes better downfield. Throws the prettiest damn ball I've ever seen a quarterback throw. I mean, it is gorgeous the way he comes out of there. Now, sometimes he tries to play way too much hero ball. He'll try to do too much with that football.
Prone to fumbles, given his size?
A little bit, but, man, it's to catch him. And he buys time with his feet, but if you give him a lane, he's going to run up the
field.
But
there's something to be said about that, right, Mike? Proportionally, right. A smaller player with the ball holding it?
Yeah, and he holds it out. You know, just like, you know, you would carry almost like a straw. I mean, just holds it out there. But Trey McBride is the guy. He looks for him almost every play, the tight end. And now he's got Marvin Harrison Jr. Back for his second year. He's up to about 225 pounds. And they're going to give the Saints some issues stopping McBride. Because that's the matchup that's difficult, has been for difficult for 2 years for every team.
What's the spread?
It's 6.5.
You think the Saints win, Saints cover?
I think the Cardinals win, and I think the Cardinals cover.
Wow. All right.
More experience at quarterback, more playmakers on offense. I think the Saints, boy, if they can get it started in the passing game, you got a shot here, though.
I love you, but I hope you're wrong. Mike DiTullio, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Russell Honoré, retired Army Lieutenant General. I think you know who he is, about his thoughts on President Trump talking about deploying the National Guard to different cities, including potentially New Orleans. Right now, time for WWL First News. 8:43, 17 before 9. He was a hero during Katrina and remains so for a lot of us after. Russell Honoré, retired Army Lieutenant General, joins us now. Good morning, General. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How we doing in New Orleans? We ready for the hurricane?
Well, let's hope they don't have one. We're ready for football is what we're ready for, and let's hope that's all we have to get ready for. Let me ask you this. You remember being here when I stood on top of the table and we took our picture together?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's never the only forget
way. It's the only way we get our heads in the same frame. General, let me say this right out. You're a 37-year Army veteran. You're general in the United States Army, hero during Katrina. You can't say that all of a sudden General Honoré doesn't know what he's talking about, or all of a sudden his credentials go down a drain because you don't agree with what he has to say. And I just wanted to get that out there because I think sometimes people tend to morph their opinion about what people are or who they are as a result of what they say. And sometimes maybe the truth hurts. So tell me your feelings on the National Guard being deployed to cities. And I know Ann Kirkpatrick, the police chief, said she'll take all the help she can get. But give me your thoughts in general and then specifically for New Orleans.
Well, specifically for New Orleans, we saw during the terrorist attack and the follow-on preparation for the Super Bowl and the Mardi Gras, we did have National Guard deployed to New Orleans under the authority of the governor. And by all reports, they did a good job in calming people down. It was a national security event declared by the Department of Homeland Security, and we had a lot of federal police as well as the National Guard patrolling. People were somewhat concerned based after the terrorist attack, and then we had two big events come in, Mardi Gras and the Super Bowl, and the National Guard performed admirably from all the reports I saw, and the events happened by and large without incident. So it's been done before. We got in New York. We got the governor of New York uses National Guard to patrol the subway systems to keep people calm, stop some of the obvious, most obvious things happening in and around those critical infrastructure. What I think about bringing them to New Orleans is two things happening here, Tommy. One of them is the president's proclivity to use the National Guard as a force he can send anywhere, anytime he wants. The problem is the National Guard is owned by the governors.
Mm-hmm.
And when you deploy them, that scenario worked in D.C. because he's got the supreme authority in D.C. under the home rule. The big pushback is bringing National Guards from other states into D.C., and that's being challenged. The deployment to L.A. has been challenged, and the initial rule has been made that was an improper deployment. The situation in Chicago is totally different in deploying National Guard to a state that don't want them there, but a state that and a city with a crime issue. But the second prong of this is an opportunity to bring in additional deportation authorities to deport people. So you got two things happening, a willing community in terms of the governor to reduce crime, but the governor could do this anytime he wants. He owns the National Guard. Mm-hmm. He does not need the federal government to tell him to do it. What he gets if the president offers them is that the federal government will pay for the Louisiana Guard to patrol the streets of New Orleans. And I'm not sure that's the look we want to sustain National Guard patrollers. New Orleans is a destination city where people come to get married, party, and have a good time. I'm not sure what that look like if we have National Guard walking up and down Bourbon Street all the time.
You know, it's interesting, General, if I might jump in for a second, that you say that, because even before the Super Bowl in Mardi Gras, they had the Sugar Bowl immediately after the attack. And I walked from our building down Porter Street to the Dome, and there were God knows how many law enforcement officials. Nobody had a gun up. They were all pointed down, going to what you said after Katrina. And I'm just trying to think to myself how I would feel if that was a presence all the time. I did feel immensely safe, but yet, I don't know. Tell me about the guard themselves. Is there a typical guard soldier that you could describe, or an amalgam of a guard soldier? And is it just the presence that deters crime? Does the presence deter crime? Are they cops? Tell me the story of the National Guard soldier.
Well, they're your neighbors. Mm-hmm. They're your neighbors. They're your cousins. They're citizen soldiers who are not necessarily designed to be told 48 hours, hey, you're going to Washington, D.C. for an undetermined amount of time. They didn't sign up for that. They signed up to protect their local community. And when called on by the president, they deploy overseas. As you remember, Katrina, Louisiana National Guard was patrolling the streets of Baghdad, and they did it in an admirable way and came back home with their reputation. They did a good job. But to be called up and said, 2 days, we're sending you to D.C., they weren't designed to be that kind of response force, particularly when there's not a real emergency in that the local government still maintains civil control of their community. And I can't say New Orleans is a crime emergency right now. I think the police are doing the best they can, but the New Orleans police could be funded through the legislature, which give them bigger part of the tax in New Orleans, where they need 500 more police officers, as many have assessed, to be able to deal with the crime issues in the street. But the National Guard would be a band-aid. It won't be a fix for the sustained security of the city and to continue to reduce crime. And the community policing that was funded by the federal government, money, those programs have gone away because of the big, beautiful bill. They're no longer funded. So more funding to the New Orleans police, more boots on the ground, because right now a lot of New Orleans police are expending a lot of overtime just to make ends meet and the call up of the reserves to be able to meet the demands of the city. The National Guard is not the long-term solution for the city. And the governor could call up his guard anytime he wants under state authority to go in and assist. But they can't be what they're being used for in D.C. as props at national monuments, not necessarily with the authority to do anything in D.C. But inside Louisiana, the governor has the authority to give them limited capacity to assist law enforcement in terms of detaining people. But we don't need the president to do that if it's a real emergency. I think we might have more murders in Baton Rouge now than per weekend than we have in New Orleans. And equal is considered by Shreveport and Monroe.
General, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I get a lot of text about this, and I'm gonna just to ask you, because you're a general in the Army, and you know, I get texts from people, and some people call it Trump derangement syndrome. Some people call it Trump derangement syndrome if you say anything negative about the president at all. And I thought this is American, and I've said negative things about just about every president we've had. But like when you go to confession, I've also done positive things, said positive things about the president. So here's the deal. People are concerned that the president is slowly, tactfully, tactful, what's the word? That'd be what, tactfully, whatever it is, tactically, staging National Guard troops in cities, and that he's not going to get out of office when it's time to run for his third, for a term, because he can't run for a third term, or he's going to refuse to relinquish the office. That way, National Guard will be controlled. You're a general in the Army. For people that are concerned about that, and I just want to address it. I'm not giving it any credence. I'm just addressing it because I get texts and emails about this. What would you say to people who are worried about that?
Vote. Vote is the response, and have faith that the Constitution will hold and that the Supreme Court will do their job in putting a check on the executive branch, because much of the rhetoric that comes out of the White House can alarm people that he's trying to use the National Guard as a Republican guard that's operate at his whim. The problem is the National Guard belongs to the governors, mm-hmm. not to the president. They can't be mobilized. If they are mobilized by the president, then they become Title 10. They're like active duty troops. And people are scared as hell of that scenario that played out in California, regardless of what you think about it, that any given time the president can send in the Marines or mobilize the 82nd Airborne to go into a city and impose his will on that city. And people should be concerned about it, but the biggest thing we can do is vote. Get up and vote. And
do you have any real concerns with your experience? Do you have any real concerns that that's a possible scenario?
I say it's a scenario that people should be concerned about.
Okay.
Because not by what he's doing, but what he says. But you got to judge him by what he do, not necessarily what he says. We want to see our country prosper. Everybody want to reduce crime, but every major city is short police. If you want to do that, get more police, number one. Number two, make sure you've got the social programs in place to address the target group of criminals, those that are pushing drugs, pushing contraband, and shooting people. Make sure they are targeted properly and they have enough judges to take them to court and deal with them. And deal with the underlying issues that create these conditions where you've got young people involved in the contraband economy and they got guns. In Louisiana, anybody can have a gun anytime, anywhere, even in the French Quarter. The only place you can't take a gun in Louisiana is in Tiger Stadium. And that's a crying damn shame.
Or a bar.
Proliferation of guns.
Or a bar room. Thank you, General. I appreciate your time and the insights. I do. Russell Honore, retired lieutenant, Army Lieutenant General. You can go to WWL.com. You can see what Newell has to say about this. You can see what Jeff Asher had to tell me about this. You can go back and listen to the interview with the general. It'll be posted in a couple of minutes. You can make up your own mind. We're just trying to give you all angles of it. 855, 5 till 9, traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we've essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.